It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass as well. Hope you're having a great day so far. Hope you're not caught in a slow-speed police chase. Joe, what's up?
Oh, you know, man, just look, I've been in this town my whole life. I've worked in news since 1996. But when I've never heard of a four-hour slow police chase in our city that started on one side of the city and ended on the other side, a slow police chase that pretty much crippled traffic in this town that's already crippled, you know, with backup and log jams and people and everything. I got to get to the bottom of this story. Dr. Crane, that is your job today. I know you got 9 other jobs. You got to help me figure this out.
He's only got like 7.
Yeah. We got to figure this out. I don't know. It's just crazy. 4 hour slow police chase.
I'll call a buddy of mine. He's in the Hendersonville PD. We'll see what happened.
Okay.
This is amazing. Like, I'm watching the video right now in this car with the tires all beat to you know what, surrounded by THP. And then you got the big do not pass truck.
Right? I mean, have you ever seen anything like this? I haven't. This is crazy.
So this was on 24?
It started in Old Hickory.
My God.
Other side of the county. And now there's some concerns. I mean, there might have been a child in the car. And
okay,
so I get that. But to let it go on for over 4 hours? Now, again, I am not a policeman. God bless our men and women of the police force. They know what they're doing. I don't. Just overall, 4 hours?
Can we get
this?
Don Aaron on the phone? Like, I mean,
call him up. You know him.
We need. You know what? Maddie Nolan's on it. Okay, well, I'll text her.
Yeah,
I'll see what's going
on.
Yeah,
I got to figure something out.
She tweeted, "The great 8-mile-per-hour chase has finally come to an end. All 4 tires gone. Top speed, walking pace. Duration longer than most road trips."
Yes. But hopefully, again, that there was no kid in the car and everybody's safe. I get that out of the way. But I have never seen a 4 hour. Slow police chase. Hell, OJ was, what, an hour and a half? And he was going to speed limit.
Well, it was pretty slow. It was pretty slow. I'm like, they were going slower on the interstate. It wasn't that slow.
Right.
But it was.
So, I mean, 40, 45.
Yeah.
Like the movie Speed, which, by the way, if you've not seen the movie Speed in a long time, go watch it. It is a really, really, really good movie. There it is. Slow speed chase ends on I-24 West. I mean, how do you not stop this car? And THP gets involved. They're like, enough of this nonsense. And they run her off the road. Look, thank you. Stop her. I'm telling you, folks, this is one of the most bizarre stories. Look, and they rammed her to the side of the road. Good. I've ever seen.
That is so wild.
Now they're pulling her into court right now. At the old Sally Port.
I would love to know, like, you know, what you just, at some point did it just kind of become, I'm going to see how long I can keep this going. Like, you know.
Right.
You know you're screwed. Like, you know you're in trouble. Like, you whatever. She, and I hope it wasn't like a major crime or anything.
Exactly.
But like, you know that this is going to end one way. So just, like, it was it kind of like, I'm just going to see how long I can keep this going? Like, I'd love to know what was going through her mind.
Right. So here's what.
And I'm glad nobody was hurt.
Here's my, if I win Powerball, I'm going to buy this car for Metro Police, and Dr. Crane's going to drive it. When there's something like this going on, it's going to be a giant armored SUV. And Dr. Crane, your job, they're going to call you and say, hey, go ram this car. And it's no charge to Metro Police or any other police force around Middle Tennessee. We'll do it for free. I'll pay you, Dr. Crane.
I don't get charged with vehicular homicide every time I do it?
But you're not going to run somebody off. You're not going to kill somebody.
Okay.
Like that slow chase, you're going to get in an armored SUV, and you're going to run them off the road.
Just sounds like a lot of legalities. I don't
want
to be involved.
I got Blair Durham. We're good.
But here's the other thing too. I mean, they wanted a slow chase. You get slow chase every morning. Like, I mean, you see me walk up the stairs.
Somebody please Photoshop Chase's face on the side of that car, and they get all that that's going on. And then our traffic emerged from a road in front of. There's a guy that's getting his tire changed down about half mile down.
Yeah,
and they've blocked the road.
Now, luckily, I had 2 nice people that stopped to let me pull into the the radio station.
Probably Nani Parente. She's pretty sweet. She'd let you in traffic, wouldn't she?
She's at the gym right now.
Oh, nice.
Or well, water aerobics. Nani. Yep. She's off
water,
and running.
Water aerobics?
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Very nice. Does that, chair aerobics, 3 times a week.
What very about, nice. I bet she takes a Zumba.
No.
No, no Zumba
no
for
Zumba.
Nani?
Nope.
Okay.
She's had multiple surgeries, shoulders, knees, all the above. We got to make sure she's all right. She does it on her own pace.
She's got probably more energy than all three of us combined.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
A little bit, Bob, a little bit. That was pretty funny. Anyway.
All right.
Now we move into the sports portion of the program.
Maybe.
what do we got at 9:30?
9:30. Now, it's Dr. Crane, help me on this. We're defaulting a lot to you today because you're the smartest member of this crew. It's the
no
world
question.
Champion eater, right? Is there a better title for this?
Major League Eater, 10-time champion for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, Mickey Sudo.
The female, right?
Yep, yep.
So she is, I looked her up, world-renowned for doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's enjoys incredible. It at 9:30. So they're doing it Friday, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island. I got into the process of doing it. How do you train for this? Because aren't they tiny? I mean, that Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi was, aren't they skinny?
Yeah, I mean, some of them are, some of them aren't. It depends on how you train for it. Like, some people do a 3-day fast, kind of like how I did that water fast a few months back.
Yeah.
They kind of do that, and they drink some sort of liquid, not the kind that kind of cleans you out for a colonoscopy, but it's a different type that kind of expands your stomach.
A few months back, that was like 2 weeks ago.
No, it was like a month and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's get it together. A few months back and 2 weeks ago. Let's find common ground on this.
He may be right. I don't know. It all kind of runs together. Around
all that. I know
five
is
and
it,
a half weeks. Does
yeah,
that work?
Yeah.
That okay, works. That works.
Yeah,
all I know is that Robbie Stanley puts the temperature in this studio like it's a sauna at the Y. Robbie,
I know, and we need it to be a meat locker. All right.
Robbie, I need to know why it's at 97.
Because Robbie hates the cold. Robbie thinks cold should not exist. Robbie,
I'm with him.
Robbie would rather sit in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt in 112 degree weather, sweating his ass off, than sitting in anything below like 70 degrees.
Okay, I get it. I just it's very warm in here, and Robbie is the culprit when he comes in here and puts the temperature on, and I bet he's miserable on road trips when he gets to the hotel. Because you put it on 60, like our hotel in Albany, it wouldn't go below 65, and I was mad about that.
Yeah, I kept it on about 68.
Yeah, well, you're one of those, too.
No, I mean, it was cold.
It was very cold in those rooms. So
it was good.
I need to know. That's
it was
why.
Very
All
good.
Right, thanks, Robbie.
Yeah, it is free agency day in the National Hockey League. I believe it gets a – of course, it starts when we go off the air at 11 o'clock.
Right.
But, I mean, looking at all the moves that have been made already – whether it's trades or re-signings, the cupboard's pretty bare. There's not too much out there for teams to do. So I'll be curious if Barry Trotz is working the phones.
No. Barry's done. These last few weeks for Barry have not been kind.
Yeah. So you don't want him to do anything?
No. The Holla trade. I was listening to Robbie.
Holla.
Holla? Holla at your
no,
boy?
I was just like, yeah, holla.
Hey, now holla at your boy.
Probably not.
No, Barry needs his phone taken away from him. I see Robbie and Rex were talking about Sisson's salary still paid by Nashville, some of it?
Half of it, yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. Half of it.
I don't understand that.
But, yeah. So.
And then Vegas goes out and signs
Mitch Marner.
Mitch Marner to a nice contract. They dumped salary. They're not paying Sisson's anything. Barry needs to put the phone
down.
Paying,
they're paying half of Sisson's.
Half. Why not pay all of it?
I don't love that either.
He got screwed over. Barry needs to put the phone down. He's being really – this has been bad. And then they said the Soros contract goes in today to make it feel even worse.
It is now in effect.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, and I love
it's also
the
Bobby Bonilla Day. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to those who celebrate.
That's right. I think, God, I hate to be a negative Nelly. I think the Soros contract cripples this franchise for a while. I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, man.
I don't know anything about hockey, but I know
look,
when I see good and bad.
I'm not going to go that far because There's no really good way. I think it was a bad contract too. I wouldn't have signed him to that deal.
Never.
However, I wouldn't have hitched my wagons to Askarov either because, you know, and granted it's early, but that's not working out too well in San Jose. So you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Language.
And, you know, but I feel like there probably had to have been a bridge type deal that would have worked better than the 8 years and then all the trade protection and everything. That, you know, David Poile didn't like using any type of trade protection at all. Barry Trotz, I feel like every contract he signed has some sort of protection with it. And it's just like you're going to tie your hands to these deals,
right,
where you can't really do anything. So while I agree with you, I still think that it can, you know, Saros is not the worst goalie in the world. So, I mean, it can work out. But got to see what's around him. And the thing is, the top right-handed right shot defenseman that everybody kind of thought, okay, maybe the Predators could pursue, Ekblad signed an 8-year deal to remain with the Panthers. The Panthers have found this, I don't know, the hidden money somewhere that they're making all this work. I mean, Marchand's re-signed. He's a 37-year-old player that just signed a 6-year deal.
Good for him.
I mean, it's just – it's front-loaded, but it's just like, my goodness.
So, Saros' contract is guaranteed?
They're all guaranteed.
No trade clause?
He's got some sort of trade protection, yeah.
Good Lord. I think it's just a terrible contract. I mean, he was not – I don't know. I'm a fan.
No, I know what you're saying. I mean, like, he's – that last year made everybody go, oh, no. I mean, so I get it.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right. Glad you got it then. But I'm sure something at 11:01 will happen like it always does.
But, I mean, the thing to watch is Vegas is like almost $7 million over the cap right now. The Canadians are about 3.39 over the cap right now. So they're going to have to make moves. The Panthers have $500,000 in cap space. The Oilers have about the same. The Stars have less than $1 million. Blues have about $1.63 million. This is all according to Puckpedia.com.
Puckpedia.
So they're going to probably have to shed some cap space.
Or the Preds.
The Preds have about a little over 12.
$12 million to work with.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I would stay off the phone. I would not do any more deals.
So you wouldn't even address free agency?
No. Why? You got Stamkos and Methuselah and Skidji and all those guys. You're good. Come on. Earn your keep this next year. What are you going to add? You're already getting screwed left and right. I can't believe they did not dump Sissons. Nashville's still paying for a guy. And they were all – my favorite radio show is Robbie and Retro, by the way.
Thank you.
They were talking about – somebody had a list about the Preds playing players who are no longer here. And I need to find that and see. I need to get more upset.
Kyle Turris.
Wait, they're still paying him?
Yeah.
He's been gone for years.
That buyout was going to take a while.
Jeez Louise.
Turris, Johansson. Johansson's done.
Yep.
Turris, Duchesne, Ekholm, and now Sissons. Yeah.
Paying, that's just ridiculous. I mean, Vegas royally flushed.
What
Nashville.
Is it about Nashville sports teams that want to pay people not to be with them anymore? Amy Adams Strunk is paying two GMs and a head coach. Well, now she's not paying the head coach. But
who was the defensive end the Titans paid was terrible? Bailey, what was his name?
Vic Beasley.
Vic Beasley.
Yeah.
Bailey. Might as well have been Bailey. Mary Bailey would have played better than Vic Beasley. Yeah, Vic Beasley. I mean, I don't get it. And then Clowney got his money. It's so frustrating to see all that. I know we'll talk a lot about it. By the way, you said it starts at 11 o'clock. Here's the running joke on our show. Everything good happens the first 30 minutes we're off the air. Not yeah. good, but big news. Bud Adams passed away like 6 minutes we went off the air.
Yep.
Right? George Jones passed away like 3 minutes after we went off the air. These are all bad things. That's why I don't want Barry to do anything because – bad things happen when we go off the air when there's a big day. So, Barry, just put the phone down, take a look, go to Canada, hang out for a few weeks, and then take his phone away from him and don't let him do anything.
615-737-1025. We're up and running here on this Tuesday. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com.
Uh-oh.
What?
We got to do it real quick.
Go ahead.
Thank you. 53 days for the start of college football. 53 days. Who's your favorite number 53? Chaser, this will be easy for you.
Keith Bullock.
Dr. Crane?
That was mine.
Keith Bullock? Mark Stepnoski. 53 before Bullock. Bullock's the ultimate 53. 10 years with the Titans. Should have his number retired.
Mr. Monday Night.
Should he have his number retired? Or should he should be on the Ring of Honor?
He should be in the Ring of Honor. Thank you. I don't know if I'd retire the number.
All right. Yeah. That's what it needs. So 53 days out from the start of college football. Who's your favorite number 53?
I think the next guys in the Ring of Honor should be Bullock, Derek, and Curse.
No Blaine Bishop?
Oh, Blaine. Yeah, Blaine should already be in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why Blaine's not
in there. I concur 100%.
Yeah. I mean, Blaine to me should have been in there a long time ago.
Yep.
So.
But yeah, you're right. Derek, Curse, Bullock,
yeah,
and Bishop. Those four.
I don't understand that. Like, he was a great player, and then obviously his relationship now with Titans Radio. Like, I don't get why he's not in it. That makes no sense to me.
10 years, played his ass off for all 10 years, blew his knee out in that Rams game.
So they typically do it in threes, so Blaine, Bullock, and D-Mace.
Do you think D-Mace, because he went to the Rams? Well, Curse went to the Eagles.
Yeah, but the only reason D-Mace went to the Ravens is because they cut him because of salary cap stuff.
Correct. That's
it. Like it wasn't like he walked into Floyd's office and said, "Get me the hell out of here."
All right. You're right. Yeah, no, you're so right. Would have stayed here the entire time. And to hold that against, come on, that's just dumb.
I know. Anyway, up and running here on this Tuesday. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. This kind of made me happy. I like this. This is good.
What's that's from a movie or from a?
You guys recognize your shirts?
What about it?
The color?
Yeah, it's blue.
The song?
Oh.
No.
The song is called Blue.
Blue. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay, I see. All right, that went over my head.
It was a joke for me. Never mind.
That's okay. Sometimes you do it for mine as well. That's okay. That's fine. That's good. Free agency will open around 11 o'clock. Adam Vingan was just in here, and we were kind of going down the list of potential free agent signing. They're going to do something that we're all just going to go, huh?
I hope it's another Eric Holla. Is that how you say his name?
Eric Holla, yeah.
I hope it's another trade for a guy who's about as washed up as I am to come in here to do that.
Well, I told Adam, I'm like, they need a center because they're pretty – shallow up the middle, so like a Pius Suter, who's a 29-year-old, was with Vancouver. He's kind of meh. He had 46 points last year, but I mean, you got a ton of players like that. That's what you know.
But I always talk about with you. Does it push you forward? We're gonna do this. Does it push the station forward? We're gonna do that. Does it push your life forward? Who out there is gonna push the Predators forward?
I wouldn't hate it. Like, if they sign, like, a Nick Ehlers or a Brock Besser, I wouldn't hate those moves because those are guys that can help you with secondary scoring. That's what you need.
All right, so has your average fan, I have no idea who they are. Who are they?
They are two guys that are going to get you, like, 20 to 25 goals a year. Probably more on the 25 end.
Will they fight?
No.
Are they gritty?
Yeah, okay. Besser is.
Bring him in.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
So
I think this team has lacked –
oh,
toughness.
I think that's why they brought in the defenseman.
Prison guard.
Yeah.
All right, so that's fine. I'm all about that. I think a lot of teams.
I don't know how Preds fans feel, but Granlund's out there. Granlund was awesome with Dallas. I mean, he's got 66 points. Do they bring him back?
Who let him go?
That was right when Barry was taken over, I think. It's all kind of run together. Wasn't that
Ian saying Dallas?
No, I know, but like when who let him go from here? Was that I think that was the end of Poyle.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
They bring him back then. I don't think GM sometimes bring back.
I mean, he was okay under Hines, but you know, maybe he'd be better under Brunette.
Would you be okay them signing him today?
Yeah. I mean, because like at this point I'm kinda like whatever.
All right.
Just throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks.
Season starts today. Who are your defensemen?
Let me pull the roster up because
Yossi's one.
We hope.
Yeah. Just say for positivity. We got Yossi and then
I'm not doing pairings. I'm just telling you who the six would be. Is that cool?
I don't care.
All right. Yossi would be one. Shea, obviously. Baron.
Is Baron any good? That's a no. All right.
Mullendyke, who's the who's one of the top prospects. I think he's on the team.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's looking to be good.
All right.
Haig, obviously. How many was that?
Three.
No.
Four.
Yossi.
Shea.
Skidgy. Baron.
And Mullendyke.
Haig. Mullendyke.
You counted somebody twice. Yossi, Haig, Mullendyke, Baron, Skidgy, five.
Okay.
All right. One more.
And then, Willsby probably would be six, and your seventh could be Blankenberg or Osterley.
Okay. All right. I heard your forwards.
Forwards would be Forsberg, obviously, O'Reilly, Stamkos, Marchessault, Bunting, Evangelista, Holla, LaRue. Basically, everybody that's on the roster right now.
It's not bad. So yeah. You said those names again.
There's going to be some guys. Like I do believe that Brady Martin's going to fight for a spot. I mean, he might make the team out of camp, and then
really?
And then they'll see.
He's so tiny.
But
that's not bad. You read those off.
Yeah. Sure.
Not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, look, it's all about putting it all together. The defense worries me. I don't think the defense is very good.
Yossi and Shea and Holla. And
Shea underachieved, and Yossi, we don't know what Yossi is health-wise.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm a little worried when it comes to the defense. So
centers?
Very, very shallow up the middle. Not a lot of depth. So, and they don't want Stamkos to have to play center.
What does Granlund play?
He can play both, yeah.
Okay.
He can play center and wing.
Is there a center prospect?
There's a few. I mean, there's a few. But I'd have to.
That's all right.
Brady Martin's the top one.
He's not good. You think he could be in the camp?
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think he's going to impress them enough in training camp for them to say, okay, let's take the 9 games, put him out there, see what he does, and if it's enough, then he hangs on. But he's got to be here the whole year. You're burning a year of the contract. You can't send him to Milwaukee.
Why not?
Because he's 18. There's an age. So if you send him down, you're sending him back to juniors, and then you can't have him back until the junior season's over.
That's all so complicated.
So that's why what you can do is you can take 9 games to see what you have with him, and if he's not ready, you send him to juniors, and it doesn't burn a year of his contract.
Okay, so I would not count on this guy.
I wouldn't either. But I wouldn't be shocked if they gave him the 9 games just to wet his feet in the NHL and see what he's got.
Do you do the 9 at the start of the season, midway through the season, end of the season?
It would have to be at the start.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's like the red shirt rule in college football. You get 4 games.
Yes, 100%.
And after that, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised they didn't do that with Mullendyke last year. I really thought that I really thought he could make it out of camp.
So, all right, I don't feel as bad about this team now. That I know they underachieved. I get all that. But there's still a lot of talent on this hockey team. There's still a lot of talent.
There is. It's just got to all come together.
Where does Marchessault play?
Marchessault. He's a winger.
He's a winger.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he'll be on the top 2 lines.
Okay. So they could get it done.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
I don't feel bad.
We're going to talk about eating coming up next, your favorite pastime.
It is my favorite pastime.
Yeah, we will do that coming up here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Tuesday. It is almost 4th of July weekend, and we know what comes with that, and that is a lot of hot dogs that are going to be consumed.
All right.
And the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest. In Coney Island, and we say hello now to Mickey Sudo. She will be competing in this. She is a competitive eater and has been undefeated in the women's competition in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Mickey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this. I mean, there are so many questions that come to mind about competitive eating. I guess the first being, how do you train for this?
My husband and I both are competitive eaters, and we have completely different approaches. I feel like my approach is kind of different from, like, most of the other competitors. I kind of take a less is more approach at this point. When I first started in competitive eating, I did, like, 11 practices leading up to Nathan's in a year. This year I did one. I just feel like I know I have the capacity. I just really needed to get my speed and coordination dialed in. So I worked on that. But other than that, I just focus on cardio and being healthy and in a good mindset.
So when this is all done, when you're done on Friday on the 4th, I mean, how do you feel after this? Like, you had, I think last year was very, what, 51 hot dogs?
Yeah, I'm very thirsty, usually very hot and sticky. But I mean, honestly, like, when you win, I'm sure I'd feel much worse if I didn't win.
Sure.
You know, like, something about that belt, it's just like a huge Band-Aid, or, like, you know, like, it's like, it's got this analgesic effect. I don't feel any of the pain after I win.
So we're talking to Mickey Sudo. Mickey, thank you for doing this. Cause I know, again, like Chase said, we got 1,000 questions. You know, did you win the hot dog? You've also won, like, the World Tamale Eating Championship. I mean, so is there nothing that you won't eat?
I mean, I said never say never, right?
Right.
I always say, like, yeah, because I didn't think I'd ever do oysters, but I had this amazing opportunity to go to Ireland and go eat oysters for just 3 minutes in a castle on this all-expense-paid trip. You know, so I decided to go to Ireland. I gave it my all. I ate 262 oysters in 3 minutes. It wasn't even enough to win. But it's like, I gave it my all, and I'll probably never, ever do that again. But it was a great experience.
And you won the U.S. National Buffalo Wing Eating. I mean, I'm reading your Wikipedia page. This is fascinating, all the things that you've entered and won.
I love wings. Oh, my gosh. And I love wings and ribs. And, like, competitive eating's allowed me to go across the country and try ribs, especially from, like, you know, all these places that say that they have the best one. And it's just, I don't know, I love food.
Oh, well, so do we. Absolutely. All right, so, but the big thing is what's happening on Friday, the Nathan's mm-hmm. Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. You've just, I mean, I'm looking at these. Last year, you consumed 51 hot dogs.
Yeah, that's, if you had asked me a year ago if I was going to do that on stage, I would have said, you know, well, I'm going to try, but I didn't know that I could do that. I mean, I knew that I could break 50 hot dogs. It's just like, I never come close to it on the 4th of July on the finals stage. There's just a lot going on.
So what happened in 2019? You only consumed 31, and then 5 years later, you eat 51. Yeah. What happened?
That was a rough year. 2019, I had a lot. I had a few things going on in my life. I wasn't feeling well that day. You know, if I had to report to a normal job, I might actually just called out of work. But there's not really, like, a temp that could come fill in my shoes. So I decided to go into work sick that day, essentially. Still enough to, you know, thankfully it was still enough to win, but 31 was definitely my lowest performance ever.
Mickey Sudo is with us, professional eater. So throughout the year, do you just stay away from hot dogs altogether because you know you're going to get your fill on the 4th?
No. I love hot dogs. And honestly, Nathan's hot dogs are really good.
They are.
I would prefer them with, like, you know, like, I would rather not dunk the buns in warm Crystal Light. And I'd rather top my hot dogs with, like, you know, sauerkraut and raw onions and spicy mustard and all that. So I don't like the way we eat them, but, you know, it's competition. I love hot dogs on a regular basis. Like, sometimes I even, like, enjoy, like, one of my hugest guilty pleasures is, like, a just nondescript gas station hot dog. Don't tell Nathan's.
Okay. So
it's been a while.
Explain that, because I'm glad you brought this up, because I was going to ask this. Explain the dipping in the liquid, the water or Crystal Light or whatever. I mean, does that just help it go down?
So it lubricates the buns. So in order to be competitive, in order to eat anything, any of the breads fast, you have to basically use the liquid as your drink. So instead of picking up the cup and wasting time to take a sip, you dunk the bun in the liquid, and I don't even chew it. I just pop it into my mouth and swallow the whole thing. It saves time, long story short.
Okay. That is very impressive.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So I got, okay, Chase has, my co-host has the good questions. I got the really dumb ones, Mickey. So work with me on this. Do you, if I did this, I'd have to wear Depends. Do competitors wear Depends on this? Because I would. I'd have to.
I mean, I guess it depends. No, I don't know. I've never asked about the rules of that. I don't see anybody checking if somebody were to choose to, you know, wear extra attire. It's not part of my wardrobe, but you know.
I get it. I understand it. All right. So when I played football during training camp, I would make myself numb for like 4 to 5 weeks, not have to deal with anything. Do you make yourself numb when you're doing this, like not be present in the moment? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like my husband calls that like going into the void or something like that. I mean, for those 10 minutes, I try to tune out everything as much as possible. And that's why for the first time in 10 years, I actually had headphones on during George's intros. I mean, George Shea gives some epic introductions, but I didn't want to hear anybody else hyped up because I didn't want to get into my head. I didn't want to think about anybody else. I didn't want to think about how great anybody else was. I just wanted to tell myself, like, you are here to win and you're going to make it happen. If I'm looking around at the clock or trying to see the card flippers, see like where I'm at or what anybody else has eaten, that's usually not a good run. If I'm just only looking forward to the next hot dog, the next plate, and kind of like plowing through these things, that's usually when I'm on a good pace.
Mickey Sudo is with us here on the program, competitive eater. All right, so your husband's going to be in the men's competition, is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, we've seen the news. Joey Chestnut's going to be back. I mean, how's he feeling about his chances?
I don't know. I mean, he's either, you know, taking this year to be really lazy and just enjoy life, or he's, you know, locked himself in some weird training dungeon. He's going to come out eating 90 hot dogs. Who knows?
All right, so, Mickey.
Who knows what that guy does?
You talked about wearing headphones. What do you listen to during the intro before the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
I think I was listening to, at that time, I think I was listening to Shaboozy, or I was listening to Sia the Greatest, something like that, just something to get me pumped.
You need little walk-up music to get you going. I mean, I find all this fascinating that you just don't show up and eat hot dogs. I mean, there's a process you go through.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've got the ability. I hate to say potential. Like, I've done this a million times. Like, I have more consecutive belts than anybody who's ever done this, yes. Like male or female. Because even Joey's had some bad years and lost. So I know I've got the ability to. I just need to basically, I can be my own worst enemy. So I need to tune out the distractions, you know, most of which are just coming from my own head.
Oh,
so.
that's amazing. Mickey Sudo's with us. All right, Mickey, when do you head up to Coney Island?
So I got to New York last night. I'm actually just enjoying my room, but we stay in Manhattan. I'll be heading to Coney Island, you know, morning of the 4th. So we all make our way down there on the bus of champions bright and early. So, yeah.
Pretty simple. All right. So what do you eat Thursday? Do you fast Thursday? Do you not eat?
Yeah, Thursday will be mostly liquid soups, broths, protein shakes. I think that's it. Lots of iced coffee. Zero-calorie energy drinks. So, yeah, lots of caffeine and, savory foods that are easy to digest.
All right, so after Friday, after you win, because Chase and I think you're going to win Friday. When you win Friday, what do you do Friday night? Do you go back to the room and just sit there? Do you have to be close to the bathroom? I mean, again, I'm fascinated by all this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've been doing this for, like, over 10 years now. I mean, in my younger days, we'd all be like, where's the after party? But now I'm a mom. By 8 p.m., I'll probably be in bed. So, tonight before the competition, I'm going to take a nice hot bubble bath after the competition. You know, after I, like, rehydrate and just, like, flop onto the bed and lie in the AC, at night, I'll probably do, like, a nice hair mask. I'll take, like a nice essential oil soak. It's just going to be a lot of relaxation tomorrow.
Well, this has been really cool to have you on. Best of luck Friday. We do think you're going to win again. But thanks so much for doing this and good luck.
I know. It's my pleasure and happy 4th to everybody.
Happy 4th. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you.
Mickey Sudo joining us here on the program, competitive eater. And, of course, the 2025 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is on July 4th. The pre-show starts at 9 o'clock Central Time. With the women's competition at 9:45 on ESPN2, and then the men's competition live at 11 o'clock on ESPN2 as well. So it's a tradition, and we hope Mickey wins.
Unlike any other. I was looking at all this, like, buffalo wings, tamales, hot dogs.
I mean, we've done hot chicken, and we know how that went.
I mean, there's no way in Hades I would do a hot chicken eating contest again, ever.
If I got into a hot dog eating contest, I would throw up.
Yeah, right.
And then I'd be in the bathroom probably the rest of the day.
51. And you got to dip them in that nasty water.
God, I couldn't do it. No chance. And she said she doesn't even chew. Which, I mean, my goodness.
There was about 12, I think. That's what she said. I mean, during that interview. So we just luck to Mickey and on her own.
Well,
Dr. Cool. Crane, you were excited for this interview.
I was smiling ear to ear. I think Mickey Sudo is like an absolute animal when it comes to just professional eating. She's incredible.
Are Nathan hot dogs, they're beef, right?
Yes, okay. Because there was that whole stipulation with Joey Chestnut. He started doing the vegan hot dog. That's why he didn't participate.
Where's Kobayashi, man?
I think he's retired because there was that big Netflix thing between Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut. So
you better watch out for Kobayashi in international waters, right?
Yeah, you better watch out.
Well done. All right. Well, very, very good. Joey Chestnut returning to the hot dog eating contest. Coming up next, we'll get back into I don't even know. I don't even know how you follow that, to be honest with you. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as the Nashville Sounds take on Memphis. Pregame at 6:20, the first pitch at 6:35. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. They'll take on Memphis coming up tonight. You're just getting me in the mood for the beach, and I appreciate that, Dr. Crane. Little Jimmy Buffett bringing us back on this Tuesday. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Free agency going to open in a little over an hour.
Isn't that awesome? I'm looking. NBA free agency today, too?
It technically started last night, I think.
Our boy Luke Kornet signed a 4-year, $40 million deal with the San Antonio Spurs.
Good for him, man.
Great for him. He's banged around this league long enough. Came out in the 2018. He went to the G League.
Need the big man.
Yeah, right? So he went to the Knicks. Was he with the Celtics?
He won a title with the Celtics.
He's with another team, too. Maybe the Cavs? Like, they're G League. Something crazy, and now he's getting paid. But you're right, and they've already got that Wimby? The Spurs got that guy, that 7'5 from Wembley? France?
Yeah.
Wembley?
Wimby.
Yeah, Wembanyama.
Mayor Wimby.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, good. So, Kornet will be with him and getting paid, man. At this point, it's about getting paid. I'm not sure most of these guys care about championships, but some do, but he's getting paid. Good for him.
I mean, there needs to be a balance. Like, they should get paid. Maybe not. Maybe some of the contracts are a little crazy, but I would, you know, if we lived in a world, and this will never happen, but where it's like the max length on a contract is like 4 years, that would be entertaining, I think.
You're all about that 4-year deal.
Yep.
I am too. I mean, the fact that Soros gets an 8-year guaranteed deal is asinine. Absolutely asinine to pay that much.
They have the NHL and the players have agreed to a new CBA that will go to the end of the 2030 NHL season. So it's good to see that they were able to get that done. I haven't really looked at it a whole lot of what – I know there's going to be some changes. So 2026 is when it goes in. NHL will move to an 84-game regular season, so they're adding two games. Kind of figured that was going to happen. Two less preseason games. The return for the players is
So 84 games?
84 games.
This starting this year?
2026.
2026, okay.
The 8- and 7-year max deals are now down to 7 and 6. So you can't, like, if a guy's on your team, you know, now you could sign him to a max 8-year deal. But if he doesn't hit free agency, now it's 7.
Oh,
so okay. I think that I do like that. There will be no more skirting the salary cap in the playoffs with long-term IR. Well, it's clear that there's a risk of having a player sit for a long time, then miraculously come back for the playoffs. Too many had used it and succeeded to where owners as a whole wanted it gone. But in return, the playoff prize pool for the players has been significantly bumped up.
I laugh. I looked this up. Guess how much Chase Lawrence Taylor made his first year with the New York Giants?
How much?
1981. I want you to guess.
$5 million.
Lawrence Taylor's first year salary with the New York Giants was $165,000.
Okay.
As part of the 3-year $900,000 contract. This still included a $100,000 signing bonus and a $300,000 interest-free loan.
That was before free agency.
Yep. Yeah. 1981 got that. But I'm all for guys getting paid. That's what you work for. You know, what's the old saying is that people are jealous of where you are. They're not jealous of how you got there.
Yeah.
Right? So nobody saw Luke Kornet at the gym shooting free throws for 8 hours a day while his buddies are at the lake. I mean, you don't see all that. So for these guys to get rewarded, and plus it's not your money. Who cares? Like people bitching about the Titans. They're paying this person that or this person that, which I guess has contradicted myself because I'm not happy with the Soros signing that deal. It's not my money. I get it, but I understand all that. Good for Soros. He's not going to go in and say, you know, Barry, I'm going to take half of this. Not going to happen, but that's what it is.
One of the big things that I think is interesting on the new CBA is there's no more paper transfers. So, like, for instance, let's say Joe Dubin has a two-way contract. You get called up to the Predators from the AHL, and then there's, like, a stretch, you know, there's a time off, and so they send you back down, but they don't physically send you. They just paper-wise send you back to the minors, but you never actually go. You can't do that anymore. If you're demoted, you have to go and play at least one game before you can come back to the roster.
Okay.
So that's an interesting one. Players wanted this because even though they had to practice with the big club, they were being paid at their AHL rate during the paper transaction.
Oh, good
that's
for them.
That's why they would do it. So
Soros, 8-year, $61.9 million contract with a cap hit of $7.7 each season. I mean, everybody gets overpaid, right, now,
sure,
these days?
Sure. Coming up next, we'll kind of go through the rumor mill. Our man Stu Grimson on TV right now. We'll discuss everything going on with free agency and much more. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.